This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Well, as you know by now, California is on fire due to 12,000 lightning strikes that were quite bizarre in the sense that there was no rain, there was no clouds, no thunder. I mean, just lightning. 12,000 strikes setting the state of California on fire. And I got to say, I think it's the wrath of God. I really do. I think that California, and this doesn't apply to every person in California, a lot of good people in rural California, but by and large, California as a state, it's run by a bunch of demonic Satanists. I mean, they chop up babies. They mass murder babies and they celebrate it. They have ritualistic, you know, demon-worshipping abortions in California. They're all into child trafficking, the Democrats, the big money fundraisers. They're all into, children in dungeons. That's why they want open borders so they can traffic children. They're into pedophilia. They're into maiming their own children with genital mutilation as part of the LGBT agenda. These are demon-possessed individuals known as California Democrats, and they run that state. So the state is kind of like a magnet for the wrath of God. It's a magnet, just like God sent asteroids, you know, giant meteors, I guess, to take out Sodom and Gomorrah. Guess what? Oh, 12,000 lightning strikes setting the state of California on fire. Again, it doesn't mean that every person there deserves this wrath, but if you're a good person, you've had plenty of warning to move out of California. You know you're surrounded by demons. What are you still doing there? You should get out. You should have got out a couple of years ago. You should definitely get out now. Del Bigtree got out. The fires from, what was it, last year or the year before, burned up his house, his studio, everything. And he said, guess what? I'm leaving California. This is insane. And he moved to Austin, which seems to be a favorite place where Californians like to go, because Austin's also run by demons, by the way. So, you know, maybe Austin will suffer the wrath of God as well at some point. The Austin City Council is basically just a bunch of demon-possessed lunatics and you know, psychiatric patients running the city into the ground. They actually voted recently to blow up the Austin Police Department building and have the city pay for the building to be set up with explosives and to have it demolished with explosives, you know, just like Building 7. This was passed by the Austin City Council. They thought that was a really great idea. They're effing insane. And that's why it attracts Californians, by the way. I'm not saying Dell is that way. Dell is not in the city of Austin. He's outside the city. And he's a former Democrat who has, you know, awakened to the demonism and the destruction of the Democrats. Dell is no longer, you know, one of them, one of the Democrats. He's the host of the High Wire show. You probably already know that. But anyway, California is run by Satanists and criminal thugs like Governor Newsom. And think about Senator Feinstein, who has been a spy for China for over 20 years. And Nancy Pelosi, half human, half demon, you know, has to staple her face on every morning just to appear human enough to do an interview with the press while she's calling for the destruction of America. California is the hub of evil in America. Now, there are many hubs. They're all run by Democrats. Seattle is a hub of human trafficking and child sacrifice. New York is a hub of child murder, infanticide, and genital mutilation. You know, Minneapolis, there's a hub of genital mutilation run by the Somalis with Ilhan Omar there chanting to bring down America. Death to America is what she wants. Again, these are all demons, and this is what they want. And there are many hubs all over America of these incredibly evil people who have evil agendas, and they've all got a D next to their name, which means demon or demon rat. And so when California is on fire, it shouldn't be a surprise. Shouldn't be a surprise. The wrath of God is real. If you read the Bible, you find out that God brought down, you know, floods, earthquakes, brought down the walls of in Jericho. He's unleashed plagues and locusts to cleanse the earth of evil people, which is something that, frankly, needs to be done right now. That's definitely what needs to be done. The earth needs to be cleansed by God. of evil. And all those who have allowed themselves to become demon-possessed evil people, i.e. Democrats, leftists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter followers, and so on, they will be cleansed by God. It's actually already written in the Bible. Jesus returns, and in his voice, the power of his voice, all evil is instantly destroyed. And all those who worship evil are sent to hell. And depending on what you think about the timeline of the tribulation and all that, all those evil worshipers are going to have to suffer through maybe 7 years of hell on earth before they're sent to hell. And you can't think of a better example of hell on earth than, you know, California burning up because the people there tolerated Satanism and abortions, child sacrifice, genital mutilations, anti-Christian sentiment. They are Satanists and atheists there. They hate America. They hate God. And of course, they always talk about how they want unity and love and tolerance while they're demanding you be murdered for being a Christian or a conservative or a Trump supporter or a gun owner. They have no tolerance. They are demons in human form. So if a bunch of demons burn up in California, you know, praise God, literally, because God unleashed that. Now, we don't want innocent people to burn up in California. We don't want people who are, you know, good patriotic Americans to burn up in California. But you got to know, this is another reminder, you need to get out of there. You need to get out of California because it is a demon-infested, well, almost like a spiritual magnet for the wrath of God. You think these lightning strikes are the last of it? No. California is going to be hit with major earthquakes, San Andreas, which is very interesting that if the San Andreas fault goes, you realize it drops off like most of the evil demon rats in California, drops them off into the ocean and just crushes the liberal left-wing cities of California that are infested with demons. Isn't that interesting that God actually put on earth a line that is going to go? It's going to burst at some point. It's going to erupt, and it's going to take out the most demonic evil entities in this country who all are west of the San Andreas Fault. Isn't that interesting? It's like it's already preordained, you know? But all of us, whether we're living in California or not, let me tell you something. It's time to join the awakening, the revival. It's time to beg God for forgiveness for the sins of our nation. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to denounce those who are opposed to God. Instead of tolerating them, denounce them. I'm tired of these churches that are all pro-LGBT now. Give me a break. LGBT is an affront to God and Mother Nature, and those who promote it are demons walking among us, and God will destroy them, as he should. The wrath of God has only begun to be unleashed, and if America does not repent for its sins, beg for forgiveness, America will be destroyed. God promises so. But if America begs for forgiveness and has a mass awakening, millions of people taking to the streets in prayer and asking God to save this nation, then we might have a chance. But all I see in the streets are more demons, left-wing demons burning buildings down, causing chaos, anarchy, violence, attacking police. They're actual demons in human form, and they need to be engaged with force, by the way, by law enforcement, and, well, let's just say it, shot. That's what you do. When you've got terrorists and demonic entities burning down your cities, you give law enforcement the okay to shoot them. And that needs to happen as well. So this is America. You either draw a line in the sand and you stop the demons and you stop the evil and you stop the child mutilation and you stop the Satanists, or you will be overrun by it and your nation will be destroyed. Now, God is on our side, and God is using the forces of nature to work to destroy the demonic left-wing Democrat-run cities and areas of the country. But God wants us to act in defense of our nation as well. You can't just sit back and let God do everything. You need to stand up for your nation, stand up for your religion, stand up for your principles. Pray to God, read the Bible, ask for forgiveness, and beg God to have mercy on this nation. If millions of us do that, it might be enough. I'll keep you informed. There's a project that's about to be launched on this, the Great Awakening Project. We'll talk about this in upcoming podcasts. This is Mike Adams here. You can hear my podcast at brighttown.com. Read my website, naturalnews.com.